everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching yet another episode of Operation Overdrive, Way Back When, our clip episode for the season. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we are going to do it in 3, 2, 1, go! Way Back When was the 29th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on October 22nd, 2007, written by John Tillagen and directed by Jonathan Bruff. Wow. 15 seasons in, and that's the first time we've had that that's the first time we've had that specific argument. Or the fear cats messed with it. I thought of all three. Or somehow they're all connected and may lead us to the fifth jewel. I thought we were looking for the fourth jewel. We have three, right? Yeah, and Moltar has the other jewel. That's four. No, Moltar has the crown. Florius has a jewel.
I thought Meritrix and Camdor had a jewel.
Well,
yeah, no, they did have a jewel, but then we got, and then...
No, but listen, Grab Will and Mac, we need a review.
There is no way they do not have this knowledge.
Rose, you want to plug me in?
They should have records of this. Easy.
There's a key to reviewing what has happened to us all year, and who has what part of the Corona Aurora. So be quiet and let your hard drive memory play it all back for us.
Okay, well...
Should we be excited he doesn't have a USB port somewhere in his neck?
Anyone have a clue why we're here? Nope. Got an invitation, so I showed up.
Welcome, everyone. What's going on, Dad?
I'm having an important meeting, Mac. Can we talk later?
But Dad, what are... Who are these people?
I need your help. We need to protect this from falling into the wrong hands.
The four of you have the physical and mental qualities needed. And I have the technology and the money to fight this evil.
So, Mac watched the Power Ranger episodes and then recorded that? Because he wasn't there for half of this.
I think so. I'm getting a very faint jewel signature here.
Unbelievable! Who bet this is where echoes were invented?
Look! There it is!
Stop!
This won't be too hard. All I have to do is figure out which one is the real...
You know, I just thought of something. of all the stuff and all their powers, when has Ronnie's race track stuff been important? Other than maybe when she's moving at her super speed, maybe? The idea that Miratrix would let him just stand there and pick those up is just beyond me. Still. And with the Ronnie thing, I mean specifically. I mean, Rose's stuff is used all the time. In fact, we're using her specialty right now for this episode. Will is always breaking into stuff for them. I guess the fighting is best basically Dax's thing because of the stunt work. But they've yet to really drive anything outside of Zords.
We may be onto something.
So you think that the jewel's locations are somehow connected?
The chalice is trying to tell us something. Let's keep listening. Mac?
Sure.
All right, chapter 2.
Legendary Ho-Oh bird.
According to legend, if you set it free, it will give you clues to finding the Toru diamond, the world's most precious diamond.
Bring me the Ho-Oh.
I'm sorry. I was laughing. Bring me the Ho-Oh.
You and me.
A chocolate sandwich?
Camdor, say hello to my little robot.
Rangers. I have a feeling that this document can lead us right to the second jewel. I owe you my thanks.
Wait, you guys, look.
Maybe it's the location of the mountain we need to go to.
You got him in my sight! I don't think so! Gotcha! Look! There it is! Think those scales of yours can take the heat? I'll try.
This is great. It's like watching a sci-fi marathon.
We found the Toro Diamond in Indonesia.
That's not creepy at all, man. I wonder if this is in HD for them.
And then the Fear Cats showed up.
Oh, I will never forget that day.
This place is a mess.
They are watching widescreen, though.
Expedition has come to an end, but we wanted you to have a small token of our appreciation. It's the Yanomami statue.
You've got it! What's that weapon?
That's what's giving off the signature!
We gotta get that weapon away from them! The cannon!
You know, I just realized that, ironically, even though it was, like, Ninja Storm, where the bad guys had all the Zords, it wasn't the ninja team on this show that had Zords, it was the cats. They were in a Zord every time, weren't they? Maybe we'll find out. To Thor, you should go to a dentist. Sorry, dad joke. I do like that Thor does not fall over while the other six do.
Well, it's not the jewel, but it's something important.
Did you find it? Did you find the jewel? You mean this? Here you go.
All right.
The sapphire! No! Mirror tricks!
See you later, fly boy.
So, Mirror tricks has the blue sapphire.
But we found it off the coast of Mexico. I'm not seeing a pattern here.
I'm not either. It just seems so random.
Come on. There's still another jewel adventure.
Yeah, we still got one more. Come on. I love this. They just all sit there.
The Centurion Torch.
Ooh. Will they mention the team up, or do you think they'll gloss over it? The Centennial Knight got his physical form in the team up, so it should be kind of important, right? Not even one of the good ones. Not British at all. Seriously? I forgot how often they figure stuff out before the others can. And with fewer clues.
I'm right. Once I break this code, Star of Isis is ours.
I use datum to upload a virus into their mainframe.
And?
Yes, we have skipped over the team up.
You have a battle eyes, Mac. So we found the fourth jewel in Florida. So
that we didn't. They did.
Mexico and Florida.
There still doesn't seem to be a pattern. We're missing something.
Maybe something a little more recent.
Our machine is ready to go.
They're pretty much along a line, right? Though north of the equator, but still kind of along a line. Yeah, see, the problem with this episode is they're giving about as much time... Oh, never mind. They skipped to the end. Okay. I was going to say they give this about as much time to these last two episodes as they did to whole sections of chunks of episodes, but maybe not. Boy, his acting is just amazing, isn't it? I won't let you hurt anyone ever again!
Good work, Rangers. The fair cats are gone.
Yes, he very much did say work. Everything else sounds good, except it's good work. That's the New Zealand in him, I guess.
It means more research. Come on, team. This is so frustrating. Nothing makes any sense.
Rangers, I've brought you some brain food before you begin your next adventure.
Hey, thanks, Spencer.
He put on olive on all of the pieces, and none of them we'd are eating them. Good job, Spence.
Begin your next adventure. It hit me. It's not about where we found the jewels. It's about where they were to begin with.
Okay. So the first would be Atlantis. And then Istanbul led us to the Toro Diamond.
And the Yanomami statue was from Portugal.
And the Centurion torch was found just outside St. Angeles.
Okay. I'm still lost.
If the chalice was once with all five jewels, it must have been when the jewels first arrived on Earth, when Earth was Pangaea. The four jewels all originated between 30 and 45 degrees north latitude. When you pull the continents together, the jewels are surrounding...
She did a very good job of hitting the exact same buttons multiple times. But hey, good job, Rose. Alright, so that brings us up to date, and now we know where to go. It's interesting, though, if you look at the titles for the next couple of episodes, it's not an obvious multi-part thing. But this whole series has been not obvious multi-part episodes, you know? It's been serialized, as evidenced by this same very episode, that they've just been kind of serializing the whole thing. But in any event, that's going to do it for this time out. Thank you all for watching or listening. Next time out, we'll be watching episode number 30, Two Fallen Foes, which means we've got two more bad guys that are going to fall. Maybe? Gee, which team works as a pair? In any event, that'll do it. I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.